It's 25 to 9 on Nova 937. Oh, Nathan, Nat and Sean. And we're joined in the studio by Cam Leckie, who he's a blogger and a stay-at-home dad. Daddingeveryday.com is the name of his blog. Welcome.
Hey, Cam.
Thanks very much for having me.
I'm so excited now. You just told me that I went to school with your wife, Belinda Truman. Oh, my God.
She also did ask that you don't say anything that might jeopardise her career.
Well, I can't say anything about her at all. No, Belinda was one of my really good friends in high school. So well done. You chose well, buddy.
Yeah, I like to think I'm punching above my weight there.
You really are. Yeah.
You really
are. And I've met you for a second.
So, Cam, you're a stay-at-home dad full-time, and you've got a couple of kids to look after, your son Mason and your daughter Alice. How does that go down, mate?
I think it's the best job in the world, to be honest. We have a lot of fun, and it's challenging at all times. You know, two-year-olds are hard work. They do push the boundaries and test you out, but it's, you know, I try and roll with it and have a good laugh, and yeah, we have a lot of fun.
Well, Sean is under the impression that when someone's at home with the children, it's look after the kids for a second and then go meet the girls for tennis and then go and get a coffee and then what else, Sean?
Get your nails done.
Mummy's clubs, obviously.
Mummy's clubs, so that's basically where you just like put the kids in a pen and then just hang out with your friends.
Yeah, that's right.
And
is
drink
there
wine?
A version of this in the male world?
Probably for me, it's CrossFit.
I'd bring the kids
down to the gym and turn them loose for a while. And
awesome.
Yeah, but obviously don't do that every day, but it's good fun. But other than that, I do tend to wear my activewear pretty much 24/7.
Sorry, you've got to say probably activewear.
Activewear.
Yes. Hashtag activewear.
So, Cam, how does your day play out?
Well, I try and have an activity planned every day. I take my son to school. He's in pre-primary, so... that's normally so 8:30-ish, and then
are there many dads at the school gate doing drop off?
Surprisingly, yes, there are. There's no other stay at home dads in our sort of pre primary year that I know of, but there's a lot of dads who are really involved in the school, which is really good, and they're all really good guys too. So it's always good for a bit of a yarn. But you know, I'm quite happy to sit and chat with the mums too. We talk about all sorts of things. So yeah, they're a really really good group.
Yeah. Now, with your wife Belinda, what was the discussion when you guys decided that you were going to stay home?
Well, there was sort of a series of circumstances. We both worked full-time last year, and we felt like we were always just juggling multiple balls in the air, and it was only a matter of time before something failed. And at the same time, she got offered a new gig with her work, and it was something that, if she was to do it well, needed her full-time attention. And... at around the same time, I was sort of regretting that we were outsourcing too much of our childcare to others. And so we decided that I'd pull back this year and that she would step up and go full time. So.
You had a successful career as well.
Yes, and hopefully still do.
Is it town planning? Is that what you do?
That's right.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So you had to make that conscious decision, as many women have to do, to step away for a couple of years at least to make that conscious decision to raise your kids. Were you worried that perhaps it might, influence your success in the future?
Oh, look, slightly, but I think it was a risk I was prepared to run with, just because to me my family was more important than
anything.
Yeah,
the benefits were the payoff.
I was prepared to go with it. But I need to say that my employers have been amazing and fully encouraging, and it's probably timed quite well with the quieter economic times as well, that, me not being in the office means that there's efficiencies for them as well. So,
you're right.
It's just so cool. You guys just look back and you're like one of those modern families. You are. That's awesome. I love that.
Yeah, Cam, so you started blogging. How did that come about? You putting your thoughts out there?
I just wanted some contact with people.
I was very, very lonely. Very
lonely. Either Belinda wouldn't answer the phone. So please,
she was busy, and you had a one-year-old.
Pretty much, yeah. No, look, a few people said to me when I said I was going to be a stay-at-home dad, they said, "Oh, you should really write a blog." And I thought,
with all your spare time,
yeah, exactly. And I thought, why the hell would I want to do that? And then I started reading some of the other dad bloggers around, and there's not many in Australia. The ones that are in Australia are really good, but there's a lot of American ones, and I just didn't like them.
Yeah, right.
I found that they're really keen to play the victim, and
how incompetent they are, and all that sort of stuff.
More so, really standing up for dad's rights. Lots of blogs about how they went to a shopping mall and there was no change facilities in the men's toilets, and how dare they? That kind of victim attitude. And it just rubbed me up the wrong way. And I thought, well, I reckon I can do a much better job than this. I've always liked writing, and I like to have fun with my kids, and I want my writing to be fun as well.
So
that's kind of the angle I've tried to take. But it started as just a sort of a bit of a summary of my first few weeks as a stay-at-home dad, and it's just grown from there, and other people have jumped on it and really enjoying it. So it's
you do have a lovely writing style, I must say that. You know, you've got a good sense of humour about everything. The most recent post about you buying shoes with your kids, it's so cute. You know, it's such a cute story. And a lot of parents be like, oh, my God, that is, you know, you find the perfect pair of shoes that the kids always wanted. They're like, yeah, nah. You know, and that's pretty much your life, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. The fussy little buggers, I'll give them that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tell me about it. You know, it was a classic last night that got the kids home from school. And people don't. And I said, righto, we've got to do a swimming lesson today because we've missed one. It needs to be made up. Well, that was it. The world absolutely caved in at my joint.
Not
bags
really.
Were going everywhere. People were running for their lives. There's no way that this thing.
So you're making them do swimming on a non-swimming day.
On a non-swimming day.
Yeah,
yeah,
no, well, you can't do that.
And just to see the explosion of stuff. And I sit there and I think, I hope this is going on in other houses to make me feel a little bit better.
Well, imagine. I mean, yours is probably exacerbated because you've got so many children.
Yeah.
We were smart enough to stop after two. So.
Yeah.